Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 5th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and then hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 27 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and they're saying it's going to be 38 degrees. I don't believe it. Man, it's cold. It's winter. Snow on the ground, freezing ass crunchy under your feet. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Amnesty is good for business, says GOP Governor Snyder of Michigan. And we're definitely going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Amnesty is good for business, says GOP Governor Snyder of Michigan. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Larry for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says he is backing an amnesty for 3 million Dreamers, illegals, because it is good for business and government revenues. Well, no, it ain't. It's in the first, it's good for business. Government revenues, you just got, I mean, right now, Trumpy's fixing to make sure that the people taking the most and making the most are paying, I mean, down to 20%, while the people who are working are going to pay goddamn more. This is about slave labor, and this Rick Snyder, he needs to have a rope put around his neck. He needs to be tried. He needs to be convicted. He needs to be marched up those 13 steps, parked his ass over that trap door, slide that rope down around his neck, staple his eyelids to his treasonous forehead, and then stand there in front of that big mirror and drop through the door and do the shit dance right there in front of God and everybody. That's what needs to happen to Rick Snyder. And here you have the GOP party. See, when you people went out there, you mush-minded deadheads, and went out there and acquiesced, because 25% of you should be able to tell the rest of us what we're going to goddamn do, and you're going to pay for that, by the way. Well, you went for that Republican ticket. Man, that Republican ticket's about turning over more of the riches. What's happening here with this tax thing is you're going to go borrow $1 trillion from China to give to the in tax breaks to the corporations who are merging with China over here in your country. Get ready for your Chinese overlord and thank Mr. Rick Snyder for accommodating him. He is a traitor of the highest degree. And I mean, you know, it's going to come around. This issue is coming up right now. This DACA issue. And we still, I won't play it because it drives Charlie insane. But Trump saying, you know, there's going to be no amnesty. You're not going to come to this country legally and get made legal and get all the goodies. Bullshit. He's a goddamn international communist, just like Mr. Rick Schneider is. Schneider laid out the business first view in the business first. Man, I'm telling you what, like I said yesterday, they're just flat ass ignoring us. I'll tell you, I hope that there's just, I know there's some of you listening for your masters. When we come at you, man, you're going to see a tidal fucking wave, and it ain't going to be pretty. You have begged for this. You have spit in our faces. And we aim to do a whole lot worse to you. Business first in the Detroit Free Press, even as he ignored President Donald Trump's populist focus on America's pay packets, neighborhoods, and civic priorities. That was a big mouthful of bullshit, wasn't it? Just like it was when old Trumpy delivered it during his sham campaign. Dreamers are and continue to be drivers of economic growth. Oh, yeah, they are. If you're a foreign corporation who wants to invest money in the United States and use third and drive the wages down until you're, you know, paying third world wages for our resources being manufactured in our country and also the access to that consumer base, huh? They are lawyers, teachers, students, rapists, murderers. I mean, what were they? I mean, the way this these son of a bitches try to lay them out is just the best thing to come along since white bread. Who built this goddamn country? Small business owners who help grow our economy in their own way. In fact, 5% of all dreamers and 8% of dreamers over the age of 25 has started a business. That's because the government hands it to them. I mean, you come into this goddamn country and get given $20,000 to start a business, no taxes for 10 years. I mean, shit, yeah. Boy, it'd be something else if an American now, you go out there, shit, don't even think about it. You can't afford the first license, let alone the insurance, the building, all the shit that they put you through to sell lemonade. Dreamers over the age of 25 have started a business outpacing the American average of 3.1. Like I said, it ain't the same. There ain't no goddamn hand out there for an American national who wants to start a business, and they don't want you to have a business because they're destroying your goddamn country. They do not want you to have any of their mammon because that mammon is the political power. Of course they want it in the hands of the little brown communists coming across our southern border. It is clear that in Michigan and in our nation, the economic benefits of passing the DREAM Act significantly outweigh the overwhelming cost of deportation bullshit. It's been proven 100 times over how much these bastards cost us. We could deport them with a fraction of what we pay to carry their dead asses every year. And everybody knows it. And then you're talking to your own people. You're talking to your 25%, the assholes who will back this son of a bitch because he's buttering their bread and they commit treason against the rest of us for a nickel. But you know what? Payday's going to come, you sons of bitches. You are going to answer for your shit. All you guys who back Rick Schneider, who back Donald Trump, who back any of this shit, you treasonous dogs are going to answer. Significantly outweigh the overwhelming cost of deportation bullshit. And deportation would be a real easy thing. You know, just enforce them last laws. You know, the ones that Reagan put on the book. You know, put people like Donald J. Trump in jail for hiring the son of a bitches. That would, if they couldn't get no freebies, if they couldn't get welfare, if they couldn't get free housing, free schooling for their children, a $250 check just for being here and a plane ticket anywhere they want to go. But I don't think they'd come. If they had to come here and they couldn't get shit, they'd go away, all on their own. That is why we should pass the DREAM Act and ensure dreamers are able to remain here as productive members of our community. Get them out. Go ahead. I mean, it's like the gun thing. Do what you're going to do because it's coming down and we're going to do what we're going to fucking do, you asshole. Go ahead, Schneider. So a few more thousand we got to kill, or a few more 100,000, or a couple of million, whatever. Whatever it takes, I guess that's what we're going to have to do because we've been left no choice. And that's a goddamn natural fact. Representative government, my ass. Occupation, foreign occupation. Snyder's support for amnesty follows his steady support for more migration into the state and his reluctance to enforce immigration laws. How come you people in Michigan allow this son of a bitch to walk your streets? I mean, surely he has an armed guard and rides around in a tank. He's wanting to bring to Detroit? You want to turn it over to the third world? Just hand it right. This is really what they're wanting to do. Is Detroit, I mean, it was intentionally just destroyed. One of our manufacturing strongholds. Destroyed. And now let's hand it over to foreign corporations. Let's put a Chinaman in there. Why don't we? I mean, that would be perfect, wouldn't it? Is that the plan, Ricky? State and his reluctance to enforce immigration laws. Put him in jail. He's harboring fugitives. Why isn't this son of a bitch being held to any standard of the law? In 2014, he asked Foreign President, I love that, asked Foreign President Barack Obama for special visas to bring in 50,000 foreign workers into Detroit over 5 years, instead of relying on Americans to rebuild their city. Hang his ass. He's a goddamn traitor. He's here to destroy you. He's here to kill you. Snyder's emphasis on benefits for Chamber of Commerce members was welcomed by business groups. I'm sure it was. You know, all the businesses, pretty soon it'll be, the Chinese slash Chinese other foreign corporation. There won't be no goddamn Americans left. What country with the resources we have would let foreigners come in and set up a business? Really? Unless the idea was to absolutely destroy that country and turn its resources over to the internationals. Why? I mean, we have everything here. We don't need the goddamn Chinese. How did it come? I mean, you guys ever wonder how it come to we need the goddamn Chinese for anything? They were sitting over there, a third world country. It had to be some kind of a betrayal, didn't it? Ship your industry over there. Take your goddamn raw resources and ship them over there to be manufactured. Really? We need them. This is betrayal on a level that's never been seen on this goddamn planet, and the ignorant people that can't see it need to be removed from the fucking equation. All you trumpets out there, you make me want to puke. You dirty, treasonous bastards. Snyder's emphasis on the benefits of Chamber of Commerce members was welcomed by business groups, you bet you it was, such as the FWD, whatever in the hell that is, U.S. lobby. The lobby was created by a group of information technology investors who are trying to expand the supply of foreign white-collar workers for jobs also sought by American graduates. And this is what we told you when you were out there, you know, considering this Trumpy thing, wasn't it? We told you middle-class dumb son of a bitches, you know, you don't even pay attention to what's going on around you. You got your hefty paycheck. You're getting your vacation. You figure everything's groovy. It's America. Well, now you're getting ready to reap what you have sowed. You went out and you voted this charlatan son of a bitch in. And now the foreign workers are going to pour in here and take the last of the middle class away. And you deserve to be down here. We don't. We never went along with this shit. And when we got, when the information was available that told us that we were being usurped, we sure as hell didn't cooperate with the invaders, did we? We owe you nothing but our contempt. And you, man, when your job's gone, man, this is where it went. Just like we told you it would. The lobby was created of information technology guys, huh? To replace foreign white workers and just foreign work, I mean, middle class workers. That's what this is all about. We told you this was what it was all about, and this is what's happening. So when you lose your goddamn job, you lose your home, you lose everything like everybody back in 2008 did, man, don't even cry to us. Don't even turn a wimpy eye to us. We want to slap you right across the face because, man, you had a warning. You had a chance to do something else. The business groups are pushing the GOP to quickly pass a no-strings amnesty for the 3 million Dreamers without including any of President Trump's safeguards to protect Americans from lower wages or a subsequent wave of chain migrants. And that's what, you know, it'll be, you know, I could play it again. Like I said, it pisses Charlie off. There will be no amnesty, remember? There will be no amnesty. Now, what's going to be is he's going to really, Trump stepped in there first, and he's going to get stronger security on the border. We're taking the Dreamers and the 12 million and 20 million that come with them and 40 and 100 million that come with them. But he's going to get his better security on the border. He's our man, Trump. You fucking morons. Snyder op-ed also said he had joint, whatever that means, the Dreamer Coalition Advocacy joined, I guess is what it should be. And somebody don't know, who is this? Breitbart? You guys can't work out a God. You can't spell a word right? It's not joint. It's joined. The Dream Coalition Advocacy Groups, which was founded by Steve Jobs. Treasonous son of a bitch that needs to be hung. These son of, you know, they go out there. That's how these communists did it. They created these goddamn industries like Facebook and all this shit to build these power, these powerhouses. So these few handful of little bastards like Steve Jobs are going to just shove this shit down our throat. I'll tell you what your money won't buy, you son of a bitch. It won't buy a stopper in the end of our guns because we were going to shoot your ass. You dirty communist bastards. Steve Jobs' wife, Lorene Powell. Jobs. Lorene Powell Jobs. What a piece of shit. I don't give a shit about his bedwarming bitch either. She can hang too. She is a progressive, a communist, who is lobbying hard for passage of the DREAM Act, which would benefit the 3 million illegal immigrants cited by Snyder. No, not 3 million. Don't even think it's 3 million. And I don't even care if it's one. You do not have the authority to give this goddamn country away. You never have had it. You are a bunch of usurpers, and you're going to be treated as such. Powell Jobs, I mean, this is bitch's name, recently met with the chief Democratic champion for the DREAM Act amnesty, Senator Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin. Another one. Hey, man, right up the goddamn steps. You're next to hang, you son of a bitch, you treasonous bastard, foreign bastard. In a September posting at her site, Powell Jobs argues that the children of immigrants, both legal and illegal, are among our greatest assets. She continued, not our children, not the people who built this goddamn country, not your progeny. No, these goddamn third worlders, there's just something, just, they're glowing and you know, dumber than a fucking wedge, and they'll go for communism. Maybe that's what their attracting quality is, perhaps. That they've lived as communists, and they'll go right along with communists. They'll be goddamn peons and bow down at your feet and lick your ass. That's what their redeeming quality is. To hurt these children is to hurt ourselves. Well, I'm down for it. Our society as well, as a whole. Bullshit. More of your life. Stack it up, buddy. The abolition of DACA represents a betrayal of both our values and our interests. How so, son of a bitch? I love when they can come out and throw this garbage, just subject matter bullshit out there. How so, son of a bitch? Oh, I'll just say all these flashy words and we're going to do it and you're going to get hung for it, you bastard. We should be ashamed of what the administration has done. What? What's the administration done? Gave him a 6-month extension on it. You mean talking about Donald Trump? I'm sure he'll sign your legislation, you treasonous bastard, because he's a treasonous bastard too. He's an international elitist who wants slave labor, who wants to have the resources of this country belong to him exclusively and everybody else be his slave. I understand him quite well. We should be ashamed. I'm real ashamed. Administration has done it. It is now up to Congress to correct. No, Congress have no power to give away this fucking country either, you charlatan, dirty, treasonous bastards. You do not have the authority. Show it to me. You know it doesn't exist. It's like all the other pretended seized authority that you think you can wield on our people. We are many, you are few, and you're about to find it out. What are you going to do? Just keep coming. That's all, you know, sooner or later it's got to happen. That's all you can say. Up to Congress to correct this indecent mistake by passing the bipartisan DREAM Act. Is our common humanity so frayed in this country that we cannot agree even about the children? Yeah, I'm talking about my children, my grandchildren. You're not going to displace them with these third world motherfuckers. You get that through your head. You'll go a ways down that road, and then you will be blasted back down it. You think we won't fight? You must think we won't fight, because you, by God, know the numbers. Legal and illegal immigrants comprise roughly 7.7% of Michigan's workforce. That's 7.7% of American. You take 7.7, whatever that number comes out to, and that's Americans living in tents with their American children going cold this winter. But you got to take care of that. Why do they? Oh, they love them so much because they'll be goddamn slaves, communist slaves. That's right. They have already acquiesced to it in their own country, so, to the point that it became so fucking miserable that, well, yeah, they were coaxed up here. Let's get real about it, people. They were invited and coaxed by some people who had no authority to invite or coax. Michigan workforce, according to the American Immigration Council, relatively few are illegal, and a greater proportion are skilled compared to the illegal and legal migrant populations in Texas and California. Maybe just rubbish, bullshit. Either the law is the law, or there is no law, and there is no law. There is no left. There is no right. There is no middle. There's just no goddamn law. So if there is no law, well, there's nothing to protect me. Ooh, but wait a minute. There's nothing to protect you either, you son of a bitch. It's war. The immigrants comprise roughly 10% of Michigan's manufacturing and professional services sector. 10%, I mean, people, that's your goddamn country. That's yours that they're just taking. And this dirty son of a bitch, your representative, he's standing up there for his internationalist elitist buddies and saying, F you. F you. We're going to have these people who will be good communists and lick our feet, and we're going to put your ass in a ditch with a 40 caliber bullet through your head. How about that? Well, between the idea and the reality lies the shadow, and you're about to find out what lies in that shadow. And they simultaneously expand business revenues and shrink pressure for higher wages. Now, there's one word of truth in the whole goddamn thing. I'm going to do it again. The immigrants comprise roughly 10% of Michigan's manufacturing and professional services sector, and they simultaneously expand business revenues because they're not paying people to work for them. They're paying goddamn third world slaves like Donald Trump $4 an hour, and shrink pressure for high wages. What the hell does that mean? That means they drive wages down, right? That's Rick Snyder. That's the government. That is a traitor. The business people in this country make up a small percentage, 1%, remember? They got every goddamn thing. And that's who this son of a... Did 1% elect that bastard? Is that what this is all about? You know, but supposedly the people went out and elected Donald Trump, and then, oh boy, he's just, you know, it's like I told you. There's a handful. When he's pointing out there, he was pointing at a millionaire, a quad millionaire, and saying, we've been ignoring you for quite a while. And I mean, the Americans have been ignoring us common folk, as peons, as coolies, as peasants. I mean, they don't even look right through us. Look right through us like we ain't here. And they will until they see the muzzle flashes. And then they're going to, whoa, where in the hell did that come from? And it's going to be too late. According to the council, immigrant-led households in the state paid $3.8 billion in federal taxes. I don't get bullshit. We've went over the numbers 100 times on this. What we pay in 1 year, not even a quarter, I mean, like an eighth of what we pay in one, we would deport every goddamn one of them. But like I said, you don't even have to deport them. Force the fucking law. Why isn't Donald J. Trump being put? I mean, they want to go after him for shit he did. How about hiring illegals? That's, I mean, under Ronnie Reagan, who he cites as his alter ego, he should be put in jail and fined for hiring illegal aliens, shouldn't he? Oh, that was a long time ago. Don't worry about that. He don't like them now. I'll bet he don't. Undocumented immigrants in Michigan paid an estimated $86.7 million in state and local taxes in 2014. Their contribution would raise to $113.9 million if they could receive legal status. Fuck you and your phony-ass lies. You are a liar. I'll come right up your face. See, this is what it pisses me off, these little punks like Rick Snyder. I would come right up in your face, Rick, and slap you open-handed, slide of your ass. And I would tell you that you are a liar, punk. And you know you're a liar. That's why you'd lay there in your own piss. That's how you got up that stream, because you have no balls or any spine. You have a rod running up your ass that goes to your mouth and somebody else wiggles the wires. You're nothing. And you, the people who go in and tout this shit is what I'm talking about. Well, I want this. Well, come force it on me. You, Rick Snyder, come here and force that on me, you tough guy. DACA recipients in Michigan paid an estimated $15.9 million in state and local taxes in 2016. That's $15.9 million. What the hell's the difference? Those supposed to be Americans paying that tax and making that money, isn't it? What the hell does it make them, like, you know, because you take and you put the, one of these, the Pope's little brown army, and you take a, an American national out and you put that guy in and he's paying, you know, got the same, oh, he's, actually it'd be more because you'd have to pay that American more, wouldn't you? I mean, I love the way they play, like we're stupid. Like this, like you could tell us, well, if they didn't pay it, well, whoever else was working that job would, wouldn't they? You know, an American, one of them people living in tent cities that had to leave Detroit because the government was so goddamn corrupt that they destroyed the city? You mean those people? Legal and illegal immigrants boost revenues for business. Said, I'm sure they do. Because they don't have no stake in this country. They're just a labor force coming in here to manufacture our freaking natural resources and be handed the bucks that they can't get down there being slaves in their own country. He thinks he's selling this with this bullshit? Really? Much of that revenue comes from federal, Michigan residents and immigrant-led households, here we are, had $14.2 billion in spending power after taxing. That's supposed to be in Americans. You're just putting it out there, giving me more reason to hate your guts. That belongs to an American, you son of a bitch. Much of that revenue comes from federal transfers and aid. For example, in 2015, a 2015 report by the Center for Immigration Studies showed. Now, this is all that big money they're bringing in. Where's it coming from? In 2014, 51% of households headed by an immigrant, legal or illegal, reported that they used at least one welfare program during the year. And Trumpy, what he just did, people. What he wants to do with these child deduction things raising up, that's for these son of a bitches. This is to encourage him to be here. That dirty, treasonous, backstabbing, lying son of a bitch. Anyways, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFDT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbly Lumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
say.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. That was Billy Joel. You may be right. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches, as we are short of funds this month. We are holding a drawing. Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, the book Choreography by Corey Feldman. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, three sets of ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouch, which will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly 2 Alist adapter for three winners. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid-size gas mask with filter and carry bag, and a Y-harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. Ah, man, where to next? Trump informs Abbas of intention to move U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, well, he is the representative of the people in Israel, right? I mean, we're just a proxy. We're a colony of Israel is what it is over here in the United States. And, hey, our masters tell us that we're going to move our embassy over there. Well, we're going to move it. This is from RT. It was sent in by Sunfire. Hey, man, if, you know, some American kids have to, but you know, the conquest of the Middle East is, I mean, it is the agenda over there. And, you know, here we've talked about the fact that, you know, once they get through Syria, it's Lebanon, Jordan, and then straight up through Iran. But, you know, here is, I mean, you always, people talking, you know, Jordan's our buddy, our friend. Turkey's our buddy, our friend. Well, they're not going to be anymore. This is when Netanyahu's plan goes into action and your children start dying. Anyway, this was from RT. It was sent by Sunfire for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Donald
hey,
Trump.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I think Trump's lost his goddamn mind. Scarborough, I know you've heard Scarborough lay it on Trump about how much Scarborough think that Trump is actually senile. You know, he might have a point. I think this guy's lost his goddamn mind.
Well, I've seen him come on. I mean, these are experts. I mean, they had people who are psychiatrists and stuff, and they're coming on the Communist News Network, and they're saying, you know, he is mentally ill. You know, he shouldn't be trusted with the weapons and stuff. Somebody is, you know, because of the laws they're passing here in Oregon, they've passed here in Oregon and Washington, what might have you, where if, you know, somebody, you know, especially somebody, a psychiatrist or something, says that you're not mentally capable, that they can come and take your gun. They're going to take his gun because he does carry a pistol on him, you know. He does have guns, so we'll be seeing them coming to get Donald Trump's guns any day now, right?
I can't wait to see that.
No, Donald Trump. No, they're all diabolical. I mean, just put Trump out there. He's just a meat puppet. He's the guy, you know, they put out front, the mouthpiece. This is diabolical bastards. And are they crazy? Hell yeah, they're crazy. They're evil. I mean, there's no bad enough word to describe them. But, I mean, this year, I mean, people, you know, when I've talked about, you know, I'm coming up through Jordan, especially, oh, Jordan, no way, Jordan's our ally. We got troops, or we're good. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, Iraq was our ally. They were our buddies. Saddam Hussein was on the CIA payroll for 30 years before they were attacked.
Nobody over there is our goddamn friend. The only reason why they're our friend is because we give them lots of money. I mean, you cut the money off, they're no longer our friend. I don't know what Trump is doing, though. Jerusalem is not native. To Israel. I mean, the whole Middle East is Jerusalem. I mean, you know, to call Jerusalem the capital of Israel is like you got to be insane. You know, there's something wrong with you if you're going to go that. If you're going to take it to that extent.
Well, through the Crusades and what might have, you know, it was under Muslim control. It was under Christian control, Jew control. Jews always at the root of it. But, no, it's an international zone. And, I mean, this is him just, I mean, I'm not the president of the world. I'm the USA's first and all that horse shit. Well, here's the truth of it, people. Donald Trump has informed Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas of his intention to move the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I mean, you want trouble? I mean, are you going to? I mean, you want people to die? Because these people will fight over this. I mean, it's just like I talked about, you know, earlier. They're just acting like we're not here. This is how that's why these people in the Middle East strap bombs to themselves and blow themselves up to kill these bastards. They just pretend, well, they're just not. We want to do this and just get the hell out of the way. I mean, forget about, you know, your heritage and what belongs to you. We'll take what we want. We're the Jews. A spokesman for Abbas said the Palestinian president told Trump the move would have dangerous consequences. Duh. That's all right. Some American goyim got to die. It's really fun when we send those American children over there to get blown up, pushing the agenda of the Jews. President Mohammed Abbas received a telephone call from U.S. President Donald Trump in which he notified the president of his intention to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You see, they were never going to, all they needed was that little sliver over there, people. They've done taken all of Palestine. This is just the final conquest here, okay? And they've just about exterminated the Palestinian people. This should about finish it off, and then they can get on to Lebanon, Jordan, and Iran. To Tel Aviv, to Jerusalem, spokesman Nabil Abu Radana said in a statement, you know, this is how you can tell that you've gotten too involved in foreign entanglements when most of your news, you can't even say the goddamn words because it has nothing to do with what should be in your news, which should be about your country. But your country, well, it's an empire now, and it's went across the world. It's not an empire. America first, bullshit. Radini said in a statement, which did not specify when the move could happen, President Abbas warned of the dangerous consequences such a decision would have to the peace process and to the peace security and stability of the region and the world, Abu Radini said. The White House confirmed that Trump spoke to a number of Middle East leaders on Tuesday ahead of his expected announcement about the U.S. embassy. Spokesperson Sarah Saunders said the U.S. president had spoken to or planned to speak to Israeli Prime Minister. He speaks after he gets to sucking his asshole and eating the corn out of his shit. Then he'll get his marching orders from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jordan's King Abdullah. Oh, here comes Jordan. This is our buddy, right, Jordan? It comes after reports emerged on Friday that Trump would be recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel this week, with AP and Reuters citing unnamed sources within the U.S. administration. That report sparked a wave of reactions across the Muslim world. Here we go. One of those reactions was from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who warned earlier on Tuesday that U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital would be a red line for Muslims. He also said the step would prompt Ankara to cut diplomatic ties with Israel. I guess that's the capital of Turkey. On Monday, Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdog said during a televised conference that U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital would be a major catastrophe. In the current status of Jerusalem, if the current status of Jerusalem is changed and another step is taken, that would be a major catastrophe, Bozdag said. It would completely destroy the fragile peace process in the region and lead to new conflicts, new disputes, and new unrest, which we need if we're going to conquer the Middle East for Israel. Following the initial report that Trump might acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state, the Palestinian Authority and Arab League warned against the move, saying it would increase instability and put an end to the peace process. Hamas has also threatened more violence in Jerusalem if Washington recognizes the city as the capital of Israel. Jordan also began moving to convene an emergency meeting of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Corporation. If Washington went ahead with the move, the Palestinian Authority's Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki also asked the heads of the Arab League and the OIC to host emergency meetings. Despite the reports that Trump was planning on formally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, it was believed that he would once again delay his campaign promise to move the U.S. embassy from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Israel has been actively urging the United States to relocate its, because they want the, you got to get this conquest. You got to get them people shooting over there so you can say, well, they're out of control over, get them U.S. troops. They fired on our holy cow, Israel. And we got to go over there. Well, Jordan did it too, and so did Lebanon. Let's go get them and give it all to Israel. With Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying in May that such a move would contribute to the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, quote, by shattering the Palestinian fantasy that Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. It's an international territory. I mean, just go to fuck international law. Well, this is how you get international wars. This is how you get world wars, people. And my dad always told me he figured the third one would start right there in the Middle East. The Palestinians have been adamantly opposed to the notion from the beginning, with Palestinian UN envoy stating in November 2016 that Palestinians would make life miserable for the U.S. if it transferred its embassy to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel also warned on Monday that any move by Washington to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital could deepen the Middle East conflict. That's what they want. Recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel does not calm a conflict. Rather, it fuels it even more, he said. As quoted by AP, he added that such a move would be a very dangerous development. This is what they want. It's been, you know, Syria, you know, the Syrian army pretty much took Syria back, except for the occupied zones where we're over there occupying another country for Israel, because we have zero business being in Syria. Well, of course, we got to manage our ISIS fighters over there. But I mean, here it comes. I mean, and like I said, Lebanon, this is the rest of them they want, people. You watch what I tell you. Oh, what else we got?
Good news. I give it hours. I mean, if this goes through, I give it hours before that, you know, that first nuclear bomb goes off somewhere in the Middle East. I mean, it's just you start screwing around with this kind of thing, you know, it doesn't take too long for that first one to light off. I mean, you know, you don't screw with people's religion, man.
Right,
it's just
right now,
it's just too much.
Right now, Jerusalem is, you know, it's for all religions. It's for the, you know, because they're all supposed to be from the same God. I'll throw that in there while I'm at it. But it's for Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And you go and you tell them, we're just taking this exclusively for Israel. I mean, there isn't going to be no good Muslims over there anymore. They're all going to want, they're going to just, you're taking it away from us. You're just, everything that's been said about Israel is coming true. And it just isn't Israel. We've said it before. You know, when they first started Israel with that little sliver down there on the coast, that's all, we just want this little place where our people can come so they don't get persecuted. And then the invading bastards continue to invade. More settlements until, oh, they've taken away. They're in Syria now. Now we've got to have a buffer zone in Syria. No, now we're pumping oil out of Syria's property. And we're pushing them back even further. And man, I'll tell you, it is the whole Middle East. And then it is the world. Because these Zionist son of a bitches believe that this world is theirs exclusively. And that every other people on this earth are animals. That they are the only true humans.
Does anybody have any? I mean, can someone put the arm on Trump over this goddamn thing? Does he have that much power that he can actually do this shit
He has no power. He has no power, Mark. He is the power.
Yeah, I know,
the power of this country.
I mean, he can pull the trigger. He's trying to.
The power of this country is you and me. And we are the largest, I mean, the people. I mean, how did this country get to where it was? It wasn't because this one guy, manipulating things this way, hiring his own private armies to put things in place. But the power of this country is the people. That's why when...
Is this SOB actually thinking about making Jerusalem the capital of Israel? I mean, does he have that kind of power?
Well, it's a declaration. What it comes down to, Mark, is if it's declared and somebody fights it, then you bring our army's going to come in and enforce it. You know that UN army, that standing army?
Yeah, I hope so.
Wow.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we all know he's just a mouthpiece for the Zionists. He's just doing their initiative. He's their mouthpiece. I mean, look at his son-in-law. Kushner. I mean, look at him. What is he? He's a Zionist. And he's right there. He's right there spitting in Trump's ear.
He's Trump's handler.
Exactly. I mean, the bottom line is he's getting orders from Tel Aviv, and he's spitting in Trump's ear, and Trump is going to spit it to us. And that right there is what's going on. He's nothing but a mouthpiece for the Zionists.
That's all it is.
He's a mouthpiece and his puppet. And you're a sad and you're a sore man. If you're a puppet, you let anybody stick their hand up your ass and control you.
You're absolutely right. But, the thing here is welding the power of the United States. He is illegitimate. Every president since that War Powers Act went into effect is illegitimate. It was done without authority. Just like the 14th Amendment, done without authority, that you had no goddamn power to write those documents and put them into law. You can't do it. In fact, it's forbidden. Trump, he's going to pretend that he can, order. Well, I guess, he just order your army over there and you're going to go. It's like when the love missiles, from Barry Satoru, that he was supposed to rain on Syria to get it going over there back then. But he didn't come through with it. And why didn't he come through with it? They're trying to pretend like they've got enough backing now to pull this shit off. And they don't. They don't even have 25% no more. I'm here to tell you, I know a lot of people that are looking down with shame that they voted for, that they fell for that bullshit. I got to believe that he's down there around Bush by now, because the same people that are backing him right now are the same people that would have backed, what the hell's his name? The Bush that ran, I can see his face. How did I get a brain lock on that? Somebody chime in and tell me who that Bush is. Jeb.
You mean the brother, the younger brother?
Jeb Bush. And when this whole election started, we said that, I was on the radio, I was saying Hillary Clinton can't pull no more than 6% of any real, actually numbers of people who were supported. That's all the communists there really are in this country. And Jeb Bush will never, pull maybe 9 or 10%. And, I mean, without fraud, pure fraud. And, they came out and they said, before it all started, Jeb Bush was the presumptive Republican nominee. And Hillary Clinton, of course, was the Democratic nominee. And between them, they couldn't muster 20% of the goddamn people. That's why they had to come in with Donald Trump in this goddamn circus show and with the bad hair. Because they couldn't sell it. It was, you would just had what we had with Obama. You couldn't have went forward with your plans to conquer the Middle East because everybody just said, get on your goddamn gear and get to doing it. While you're gone, we're going to take our country back. So here we sit. But Donald Trump, people have figured it out. He's playing both ends against the middle and the flames getting pretty close on both sides.
Yep. Well, what's that 25th Amendment all about? I mean, we can get rid of this idiot, can't we? The guy is like demented. I mean, there's something wrong with this guy.
The 25th Amendment is irrelevant, Mark.
We do have options. I mean, we can drag his ass out of there because there's something wrong with him.
The 25th Amendment is irrelevant, just like the rest of the Constitution. This government is not operating under any kind of set rules. This is a pure military dictatorship. When he signed that War Powers Act, 10 minutes after becoming president, he became a virtual dictator. Now, they're playing these games back and forth because if they just stood up and Trump said, screw you, you know what, Sessions, you're fired, or whoever he wants to fire, you're fired. All you guys, okay, and you're going to get in line over here. We're going to file lawsuits. Go arrest that son of a bitch. Go arrest the judge while you're at it. I'm a goddamn dictator, and you think he can't do it? I tell you, the War Powers Act says he, by God, can. That's what they interned the Japanese in this country and the Germans in this country. During World War II, American nationals put them in goddamn prison camps under that War Powers Act. That's how powerful it is, and that's who's really running your country. That's why I won't listen to none of these people who want to trumpet Trump. How can you? I nailed somebody with it yesterday. I want you to tell me, is it all right that my Bill of Rights has been suspended, that the common law courts have been removed, which is the only thing that gives me my freedom? Because without it, what the hell are you talking about? There is no government here. It is a Vichy occupation, plain and simple. And as with your Bill of Rights and your common law courts removed, you have no say in anything. That's why the vote is such a stupid-ass farce. I got the right to vote. Well, if that's, you think so? All your other rights have been suspended. You're not a free person. You are not free to make a decision about what goddamn food you eat or what else you put in your body, but you're going to decide who's going to lead, huh? That is retardation.
This guy's a friggin' wild man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every day
he's flamboyant,
crazy. I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
We're gonna have to drag this asshole out of office somehow. I don't trust this guy at all, man.
Brother, well, it's coming to a war.
Dangerous.
The only way this gets over is with a war. You know that. The bottom line here is drag him out. I mean, no, he's not. He's not. He does exactly what he's told. If he ever had a original,
he's playing his part, Henry. He's playing his part.
You betcha.
Exactly. They tell him what to do. You're right.
If he ever had an original thought, it was a lonely son of a bitch.
He needs to go. Gone. This guy's dangerous. I mean,
they all need
to
go.
Let's get it going.
No, they all need to go. We need to wipe the table clean and start over. I mean, the Constitution really could have worked, people. If after each clause in it, and I'm talking about the general welfare clause and the goddamn commerce clause, right after him, any violations of the Bill of Rights whatsoever, pretended or otherwise, using this clause will result in the hanging of the son of a bitch that tries it. That should have been written after each clause in the Constitution. It was written, the ninth article says it, but it should have been redundant. Every little bit of power you granted them, bastards, should have been followed with a notation that if you violate the Bill of Rights in any frickin' manner, I would have spelled it out. You try to set up any court, you try to set up any authority, anything that touches those rights, you fucking hang. And I'd write it just like that, because that's what it needs to be. You fucking hang. Period. But that is.
Well, I mean, I think it's coming out. You know, I just think that wars are closing in on us. I think wars are coming, every day. It just seems like it's getting closer and closer. I don't know, man. I think the word's getting out there, Henry. I just feel it.
And mark my words, right when it gets to be just like it was before World War I and like it was before World War II, when the people were frickin' fed up with the shit, when they get to the point to they're ready to shoot, they're going to start a world war. They'll start a war. You got to go save the Republic. No, we're not. We're not going to go fight the goddamn people you point us at. We're going to get rid of you. You're the reason this goddamn war is here. You're the reason for every war. You're the reason for every bit of misery in our lives for the past 100 years. And we're getting ready to get rid of you once and for all. Then we'll deal. We still have the largest army on planet Earth. We'll deal with any foreign adversary with our atomic weapons when we capture our government back. We will tell the Chinese, get your ass back over there in Chinaville, or we'll nuke your ass. We'll tell the goddamn Russians, keep your ass over there in Russia. Get all your people out the fuck out of our country. You don't own nothing here. Neither the Chinese. Anybody that thinks they own something, you're going to have one thing. That's a big bunch of ICBMs landing on your home soil. Now get the fuck out now. And it'd be over. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just remember, in the end equation, we hold all the cards, no matter what they try to tell us. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming up right behind us on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And that is The Word from the Trenches.